A few clouds and 63 degrees here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University at 1 minute past 12. If you're tuning in for Afternoon Classics, stay with us. We'll get back to the music in 5 minutes. Right now, some state and local stories we're following today. Sorry to report that a child was struck by a truck yesterday evening here in Rutherford County. Tennessee Highway Patrol says that 4-year-old Eliza Jenkins was struck just before 7 p.m. as she tried to cross Laurel Lane, just a few blocks from the Christiana Elementary School. Child was transported by Life Flight helicopter. There's no word yet as to her condition. Jenkins was struck by a Dodge Ram pickup driven by 30-year-old Casey Kraft. THP report says the child ran in front of the truck while trying to return home from a neighbor's house. Kraft was charged with not wearing a seatbelt. The THP hasn't said whether additional charges might be filed. In spite of the best efforts of Murfreesboro patrolmen and firefighters, a Minor Street woman has died as a result of a house fire. MPD patrolman Chris Williams was the first to arrive at the scene of the fire Tuesday afternoon. The home's owner, James Gooch, told Williams that his mother was likely still inside. Williams entered the home to search for her, but was forced back out by heavy smoke. Fire department arrived on the scene shortly afterward, and firefighters entered home to continue the search. They quickly found 80-year-old Peggy Gooch, and she was transported to St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, where she later died. Fire department says the fire was confined to the bedroom and quickly extinguished. There were reportedly no working fire detectors in the home. Governor Bill Haslam has kicked off a campaign in support of an amendment to the Tennessee Constitution that would change the way state Supreme Court justices and appeals judges are appointed and retained. Haslam was joined at the kickoff event yesterday in the old Supreme Court chamber in the state capitol by his Democratic predecessor, Phil Bredesen.
Ensuring that we have a judiciary that's selected in a smart and intelligent and proper way that's responsible to the people in that process is one of the very most important things we could possibly do.
The campaign, dubbed Vote Yes on 2, is in support of the proposed amendment, which would allow governors to appoint justices and then have those judges stand for elections. State legislature would have the authority to reject the governor's selections. Supporters say the amendment will improve the current system and prevent it being struck down by a court opinion. A new report finds that millions of children across the country and tens of thousands across Tennessee are attending school in the shadows of potentially dangerous chemical facilities. The Center for Effective Government's Sean Moulton says the advocacy group found that about 1 in 8 students in Tennessee is affected.
Tennessee, we found 113 schools were within a mile of an RMP facility, and those 113 schools had a total attendance of 56,000 students, which is about 12% of the Tennessee school kids that attend public school.
It was 1 year ago this month that an explosion at a fertilizer plant in West Texas left 15 dead, hundreds injured, and several schools damaged or destroyed. For a link to an interactive map showing which Tennessee schools the Center for Effective Government says are located near chemical facilities, look for this story on the news page at WMOT.org. And finally, hundreds of cybersecurity experts from across the mid-state will gather here in Murfreesboro early next week to explore how best to keep computer data secure. Recent revelations concerning the Heartbleed computer security flaw highlight the topic's importance and timeliness. The Middle Tennessee Cyber Summit, entitled Security Essentials, is scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, the 5th and 6th of May, here at Middle Tennessee State. It's being sponsored by the Forensic Institute for Research and Education, or FIRE. Institute spokesperson Karen Austin says people from finance, industry, government, and education are attending because they all now face very similar cyber threats. Austin says FIRE is calling on some cyber heavy hitters to speak at the summit.
The FBI will be speaking for almost an hour and a half on current national and local trends in cyber investigations. And what they're going to bring to the table is what they are seeing cross their desk with regard to intrusions.
There's no charge to attend next week's summit, but reservations are required. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/fire. Well, here's your Mid-State forecast for a Thursday afternoon. It's going to be mostly sunny but windy and cooler with a high in the upper 60s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Much the same tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Gorgeous weekend, sunny skies, high Saturday in the mid-70s, warming into the low 80s on Sunday. Extended forecast shows the nice weather extending into next week with lots of sunshine, daytime highs in the 80s. That's news and weather for this hour here on WMOT. Make plans right now to join us for our next local newscast at 1 minute past 3.